And yes, we're looking at the Google Santa tracker right now.
Okay, where is he going?
Well, he's headed to Cork. He's arriving in Cork in 21 seconds.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going straight now.
Yeah. So he's been to England and Scotland and Cork. That's Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Ireland.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He's still 5,817 kilometers away from Winnipeg. Well, it's weird. He kind of gets a little bit further, then a little bit closer. Oh, he's in Cork now.
He's delivering presents.
He only stops in each city for about a minute. Can you believe that?
And he's throwing the presents in the same wrapping paper. Like, every single present has a orange ribbon and a blue, and like, blue paper.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
And Santa does not look normal.
What's abnormal about him?
He looks really different.
You gotta talk into the mic here, buddy.
He's cartoony.
Well, this is just a computer, a digital representation.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's not an actual camera watching actual Santa Claus. This is just telling us where he is, doing his thing.
Okay. What are those like presents?
These big things?
Yeah, those big presents.
I guess he stopped on a tropical island for a little while.
Oh, that's what the presents are?
I guess.
Okay, this is really weird.
Let's check out the
other
one.
Okay, let's go to the other one.
Here, hang on.
We'll zoom out.
So that was that one.
We just looked at that one.
Oh, my goodness. I guess he had a little nap while they loaded up the sleigh just in the Pacific Ocean.
And then they're falling out into the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're inside different wrapping paper, and that's really good. And the other ones are all inside orange and blue.
Look at that. Where's this place?
To the ocean?
I can't click on that one.
Okay. Okay, let's... we're going there.
Oh, Santa's Village. There you go. That's the North Pole.
We just went to Santa's Village.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where we went.
So there's all kinds of information here. That's cool. Yeah. Check it out, santatracker.google.com, if you want to see the fine folks at
lots of sea lions
Google
there.
Are keeping us informed.
There's lots of sea lions there.
Where? At the North Pole?
At the North Pole.
Really?
Yeah. Go back. You can see him.
Okay, we'll do that in a second. How about this one? I always loved this one, and this band. Well, this is one of my favorite bands for sure. But this particular song has been a holiday favorite for a lot of years, and always glad to play it for you. They didn't bring their Christmas show to Winnipeg this year, unfortunately, but hopefully again next year. It's our old pals, the Skydiggers, from their album Angels. With their legendary classic cover of Good King Wenceslas. Merry Christmas, everybody. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
I play that on piano.
I know. Well, check it out.
Well, there's someone that's floating on the beach that's not even moving.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about. Deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night. Though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me. Thou knowest it telling, yonder peasant who is he, where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly kins underneath the it's darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fills my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage, freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay tinted. He was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, women, men, be sure, look for rank possessing. You now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find.
Dig and throw, dig and throw, when you're shoveling snow.
shoveling snow. When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. When you're shoveling snow.
Holy night, one.
Beautiful, beautiful one there from David Francie from his aptly named Christmas album, Songs for a Christmas Eve. It is Christmas Eve, and you're spending it with us, and we are honored that you would do such a thing. My name's Jeff. That's Jeremy over there. That was Silent Night, of course. Before that, from Guelph, Ontario, we heard Boreal featuring our pals Tannis and Lewis. And a couple of other, Catherine Wheatley and Jude Vidal. Shoveling Snow there from that one. The Skydiggers in there with their classic Good King Wenceslas. Only got a few more minutes, Jer, and then Mr. Buckles is coming in. Do you ever listen to Mr. Buckles?
Mr. Hucklebuckle?
No, not Mr. Hucklebuckle, Mr. Buckles.
Nope.
Oh, he's great. You're going to love him. He's coming up at 8 o'clock. I don't know what he's got planned, but I've never heard him go wrong yet, so I'm looking forward to that. But we do have time for a few more. I guess we better play something from our namesake, for goodness sake. He put out a Christmas record a year or two ago.
Dad.
Yes, sir?
Did you know actually on this, like on this coloring page, it actually says purple... I mean, 7 is purple.
Yep.
And there's not even any number 7s.
Really? That's pretty weird.
See, look, no number 7s.
Yeah. Huh. Weird.
So skip that. I had to skip white because there is no skip white marker.
Well, yeah, because the page is already white.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. A couple more songs, and then we can go, Jer. So start thinking up your best Merry Christmas. But in the meantime, here's something from Mike Plume.
Christmas Eve, my grandma would open up her gifts as all us kids we'd fetch 'em from 'neath the tree. As the snow fell on the field, we'd eat a Christmas meal and sing Oh Holy Night. Wish I lived there still in that house on the hill, 'neath a roof all snowy white. It's Christmas time, all around the world. It's Christmas time, for every boy and girl.
It's Christmas time, all around the world. It's Christmas time for every boy and girl. For every boy and girl. For every boy and girl.
It's Christmas time, Christmas time, all around the world. It's Christmas time, Christmas time, for every boy and girl.
Excuse me, do you have any blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree? I want some blue Christmas lights, just as blue as me. The one I love has set me free, but I've still got a memory. Give me blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree. Blue Christmas lights, blue they've gotta be. Blue Christmas lights, for that's how you left me. Kiss your picture Christmas Day under blue Christmas lights on my Christmas tree.
Melancholy came the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikaliki Maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas, a very Merry Christmas, a very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
All right, there you go, Jer. That's a Hawaiian Christmas, Melikaliki Maka.
Janaea sang that at the Christmas concert.
That's right. That's right. Maybe we should wish Janaea a Merry Christmas in case she's listening. And who else? Liam?
Well, Liam.
Madame A?
Well, and also Brody.
Talking to the mic there.
Brody. And also Brody.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he was singing that too. He's inside Janaea's class.
Oh, good.
And he's a grade one-er.
Yeah. All right, Jer. So we're pretty much done here. Did you have fun?
Yep.
I sure had fun because you were here. That always makes it way more fun. So thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And I hope you get some good stuff on your list there.
I'm not even done it.
Well, I know, but ran out of time. Santa's in Terra Fall right now, wherever that is.
Oh,
he's still 6,500 kilometers away. He's delivered over 5,165,000,000 presents so far.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive, I must say. Don't you think?
Yep.
Okay, so anything else you want to say? Anybody else you want to wish Merry Christmas to? We got to go. Mr. Buckles is standing by and look at him. Do you want to make him mad?
No.
I don't think you do. I don't know what Mr. Buckles has planned, but he is an eclectic and interesting man. So we are definitely going to enjoy listening to him on the way home. I should tell folks, Sunday I'll be here at about 11, I think, for a Tell the Band to Go Home marathon, because you'll be out of town, Jer, and I'll be bored to tears. And then next Thursday, it's New Year's Eve, so we're getting preempted here on this program. But I think I might be here on Friday, so tune in on Friday. Or join my email list. Go to steelbeltedradio.com or tellthebandtogohome.com and join the email list. Or find us on Facebook. You can follow us there. And whatever you do, we'll let you know. All right, Jer, what do you say? Turn it over to Mr. Buckles?
Bye.
You want to go home and open a present?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might. All right, thanks, buddy.